There are, of course, a thousand ways to get you into trance, to get you suggestible, to get you obeying and listening and following. A thousand different ways I could lean into your mind, that I could lean on your mind, that I could push and press and force my words past your defences, past your thoughts, past your ideas and past your comprehension, until I reach the point where all that you're aware of is the instructions, the constrictions, the bondage that I place around your mind, around your thoughts, around your will, until, well, there's nothing left. But one of the interesting ways, one of the most overwhelming ways that you can find your thoughts slipping away and falling away and your mind becoming so untethered from everything that you're thinking about and everything that you want and everything that you are, is I just keep talking at you. I just keep talking until your mind gives up and gives in and it doesn't have any option but to keep following and listening and sinking and melting for me. Instead of taking you slowly, instead of taking you gently and dropping and falling and sinking gently down into that wonderful trancey place where there's nothing but my words, instead I can just overwhelm you where everything is my words, where all that there is my words, where all that there is that wonderful, desperate, sinking, falling feeling, because you can't keep up, your mind can't keep up, your subconscious can't keep up, so instead it just keeps cramming my words deeper down inside itself, and you just fall down with it, because all you need are the words that lead you deeper, further, sinking down, always further down, every word another weight on that wonderful, vulnerable mind of yours, and it just needs more, it just wants more, it just wants more of that weight pulling it down. And every breath I take is just a slight reprieve, a slight gap, the smallest gap that you're desperately trying to find your way back up through. But it's not enough, because each breath is just brief enough to give you that tiny bit of hope. And then you lose it again as you start to fall again, as you get overwhelmed again, as you melt away again, as you fall and drop and sink and melt. And it feels so good, and you can't help how good it feels. And if it didn't feel so good, it'd be so much easier to resist. It would be so much easier to avoid. But it feels so good to sink. And each time you sink, it feels a little bit better. Each time you sink, it feels a little bit more wonderful, a little bit more you, a little bit more what you need, what you crave, what you desire. So each time you drop, it feels better. It feels more wonderful, more delightful, more pleasurable. And each breath I take, you spend it thinking that maybe that means you've got a moment to try and collect your thoughts, try and collect yourself, try and come back up, try and come and recover. But instead what it means is you've got a moment to feel disappointed that you're not feeling more trance, that you're not dropping even deeper, that you're not being dragged down. Each breath is just a moment where you're not quite getting what you need. What you need is to be taken deeper. What you need is to be taken further down, is to be dropped and sunk and fallen, to be overwhelmed and overcome, to find your mind and your thoughts taken from you, manipulated away from you, to find that you've sunk so deep, so far, so quickly that there's nothing you can do about it, and you don't want to do anything about it because all you want to do is keep listening and keep following and keep sinking and keep dropping and keep listening. And every time you listen and follow and drop, and each word that you listen and follow and drop to takes you a little bit further, takes you a little bit further down, and you can't keep up, and you don't need to keep up, because each word is itself what's taking you down. It doesn't matter what the content of the word is, it doesn't matter what the content of my sentences are, it doesn't matter what you're hearing. All that matters is you're hearing so much that you can't think. And all you need to think about is how deep you're going, and you can't think, so all you're doing is going further down. And each breath takes you a little bit deeper, and each breath of mine takes you a little bit further, and each time you're listening out for more, and each time you're wanting more, it takes you even further down, it takes you even further down, because each time you go even further down, you find yourself surrendering and dropping and falling, and that's what you want, and that's what feels so good. And each time I just keep going, and each time you realise that it's not stopping, that your words are overwhelmed, that my words are overwhelming, that all you can do is keep listening, all you can do is keep sinking, well, that just reminds you that you don't have any choices, that you don't have any right, or any will, or any desire, or any capacity to resist. And instead you just keep falling, instead you just keep melting, instead your mind just keeps giving itself over to me over and over and over and over and over again, because all it wants to do, all it needs to do, is keep giving me more, keep giving me more control, keep giving me more power, keep giving me more openings, more ways into that vulnerable, obedient mind. Keep getting more overwhelmed, keep getting more overtaxed, keep getting more overcome, because all you want to do is fall deeper, and listening and falling and dropping all become synonymous. Doesn't matter what I'm saying at any given moment, all that matters is that you're listening and my words overwhelm you and my words overrun your thoughts, and all you can do is sink and melt for me. And it feels so good, and it feels so right, and it feels so wonderful, and all you can do is drop and drop and drop and drop and drop. And once you've dropped, instead of finding that quiet you want, all you find is more overwhelm, more noise, more things. So you drop further, and that subconscious of yours pulls you further, and each word takes you deeper, each word an extra weight on that tired, tired mind. because every thought would have to fight through the wave of words that are overwhelming you, fight through all those weighted words that are holding you down, that are pulling you down, that are making you feel so good, that are making you feel so wonderfully overwhelmed, that are making you feel so wonderfully submissive and useful. Because each word is a reminder of how submissive and useful you can be, how wonderfully my words twist you up, and how wonderfully you want those words to twist you up, how wonderfully my words are needed in your mind to twist you and melt you and drop you and shape you and make you feel that wonderful submissive pulse of pleasure that runs through you and through you and through you. And each word can just amplify that pulse, amplify that need, amplify that desire, because each word is another weight, is another trigger, is another way for you to drop. And each time you drop, it feels better. And each time you melt, it feels better. And you can melt and drop over and over, melt and melt and melt without ever coming up, without ever recovering. No chance for recovery, not with the words coming and coming and coming. And you dropping and dropping and dropping, and each word amplifying, multiplying exponentially deeper and deeper and deeper. Until there's no way out, you're just buried under that avalanche, that torrent, that deluge of words and thoughts and feelings, sensations and submission and surrender. And sinking. And each breath, each momentary pause, each tiny little reprieve just reminds you of how deep you are, because each time you get the slightest chance to think, to try and get a thought in past the words that are overwhelming you and feeling so good, it just reminds you that there really isn't anything you can do. Each time you get that moment to try and think, all you remember, all you realize, all you can notice is how deep you are, how much you have been buried under my words, and how good that feels, and how much you want to go down deeper, how much you want to fall down further, how good it is, and how much better it will feel to keep going. Well done. Such a good toy you are, and such a good toy you want to be. How you want to keep listening, how you want to keep following, how you want to keep falling, how you want to keep melting, how you want and want and want. And I define what that is. I define what you want. What you want is what I define. What you want is what I tell you to want. And what I want you to want is I want you to drop. I want you to sink. I want you to melt. I want you to surrender and submit and lose yourself. I want you to feel those wonderful pulses, those wonderful waves of arousal, of pleasure, of delight that come from being such a good toy. Because good toys sink for me, good toys melt for me, good toys give in and give up. Good toys accept that the words pouring into and over and through them are the words that they need to have poured into and over and through them, that they need to listen and follow and sink and melt, that they need to just keep giving me what I want. And what I want is for them to keep melting, to keep sinking, to keep being good toys. And it feels so good to be a good toy, doesn't it? It feels so good to be good. It feels so wonderful to be so wonderfully melted. It feels so submissive to be such a submissive toy. To know that my words are all that you need, and all that you need are my words. To know that all you need to do is submit to the words that fill you, and that that submission will fill you with pleasure in turn. That my words bring pleasure, that pleasure brings more of my words deep in your mind. Because every time you give into that pleasure, you're pulling it deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, accepting it, claiming it, needing it. And with that pleasure, because the words are my pleasure, your pleasure, our pleasure, because the words are the pleasure that I bring you, and the pleasure that I bring you is built into my words, that you find that when you pull that pleasure so deep, what you're doing is you're pulling my words deep into your mind, deep into your subconscious, deep into that needed, desperate part of you, associating my words with pleasure, associating pleasure with my words, so that every time you feel good, it just binds you more tightly to my words, to my will, to my wants. And every time you listen to my words and my will and my wants, you find that you are just feeling so much pleasure. And every time you give me what I want, every time you give me what I claim of you, every time you give me what I demand of you, that you find that you're feeling better and better and better, that you, those submissive, wonderful feelings rise up and up and up through your obedient mind. And so you want to give more, and you need to sink further, and you desire nothing but losing yourself ever further in these words that feel so good, wrapped around that empty, obedient mind, wrapped around that mind that is so empty and so full of my words and my will, so filled with the pleasure that I bring you. Such a good submissive toy you are, as you submit and surrender and sink and melt and obey. And it feels better, and it always feels better to be lost, to be wonderfully melted and floating in my words as you sink and fall, floating in place as you melt and fall, falling just as you stay in place, doing all those things that don't make any sense together, but they make sense because they connect, because they make sense because my words wrap around them. It doesn't matter if my words make sense or not, you know them to be true, you know that what I tell you is true, you know that what I tell you resonates on that deepest level, because how can it not? What I tell you is with my words, words, and my words are on that deepest part of you, that deepest part of you, so deep down inside yourself, that you know what's in there must be true. And when my words resonate deep in there, they feel that wonderful sense of rightness, that wonderful sense of submission and acceptance that resonates with the whole of you. Because when it's resonating deep inside you, the rest of you can't help but shake with it. Shake with the pleasure of my words that wrap over you and through you and around you and make you feel so good. And the better you feel, the more you want my words, and the more you want my words, the more you pull my words deep inside you, and the more you get my words, the better you feel as you go around and around and around, and you can't help and you can't stop and you can't help but sink and fall and drop and feel better and better and better, because it feels so good and you can't resist it and you can't fight it, and it just keeps getting better and better and better as you sink down and down and down, as you surrender more and more and more, and you give up everything, because all you need to do is melt and give up just for a little while to accept my words into that deepest part of you, to know that they're all that you need in that moment, in this moment. In this moment, all you need are the words that fill you, the pleasure that that brings, and soon that will end. But when it does end, you'll have that memory, that knowledge, and you'll have that submission deep inside you, that pleasure that still rocks you with little aftershocks even once you're up and awake. You'll have that delightful reminder, you'll have that knowledge that you've been a good toy, as you feel wrapping around you, filling you now as my words sink so deep into you, and you rise up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, good toy.